This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
This Arrow FM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this Matariki birthday party. This week marks 3 whole years of Yoga Snug Nidra Nest. So whether you were here for the first time, or have been here since the very beginning, happy birthday to us and 3 years of our rest revolution. I toast you with a cup of lemon verbena tea and encourage you to treat yourself to another snuggly layer. And crikey, what a 3 years it has been, with so much happening all around the world, here in our own country, and perhaps even stuff in our own lives and families. I'm eternally grateful to the practice of Yoga Nidra to give me respite when it feels as if life is full of all the sharp and pointy things. My poor wee brain, it needs some time to mentally and emotionally process things that are beyond my comprehension. And a teensy Nidra nap helps me to rise once more and face the unfaceable with a little bit more compassion for myself and for others. My body, my brain, and my soul need deep, deep rest, as so many of us do. And now the Matariki stars are rising to show us the way how. This, if nothing else, is the essence of the season of Matariki, a season to stop all the incessant doing and take a moment to reflect on the year that is passing. A season to farewell our loved ones who have passed, to farewell parts of our old selves that we are choosing to shed, and also to welcome the rise of the Matariki stars to bring a glow to what might lie ahead. At this dawn of a new year, we might allow ourselves some dreamy space to question what might be rising on our horizon. What might we welcome in? And so as you settle down into your Nidra nest, feel that you're giving yourself some extra comfort today, creating a space for coziness, for tenderness, and tending for your wintering body. Your poor cold limbs in this winter season, your wintering body needing hibernation. And feeling into all the places where your body meets your Nidra nest and asking if you need some more support. Maybe another pillow. Maybe an extra layer. Sometimes I wear a beanie on my head. And other days I add even a hot water bottle if the day is really freezing. And then taking a big sigh out. And sighs always work so well in a cycle of three. The first sigh, a big, mellow, dramatic, despairing sigh. And the second sigh, a big feeling of relief. And the third sigh, a wee sigh of contentment. Our bodies love hearing us make these sounds. They understand and respond by feeling cozier and comforted. Sighing sounds, humming sounds, and yawning all tone the vagus nerve and foster a sense of coming home to ourselves. So maybe taking a big yawn now, and a little hum, and discovering which sound helps you to feel most comforted right now. And taking a moment to adjust and feel comfortable with your surroundings. And if it feels okay for you to shut your eyes, then do so. And perhaps that allows you to notice all the sounds that surround you. What can you hear in this room? What can you hear in your home? What can you hear outside? And welcoming all the sounds, both near and far. Letting them all be a part of the soundscape of your practice today. And could you give yourself permission just to let go of whatever's been happening in your day up until this point in time? This season of Matariki flows on and through the winter solstice, a time for stopping and savouring the moment. And so for just a moment, could you let the full weight of your head just nestle down into the support beneath? Could you let your shoulders slacken and slide away from your ears? And could you let the weight of all your limbs soften so they might release down into the support you rest upon? And then release all the way down into Papatūānuku. And maybe taking a big yawn and another big sigh so that you can release your jaw. Allowing your body to settle. Letting down through your shoulders. Letting down through your upper arms, your elbows. Letting all the way down through your forearms and your wrists. And feeling the backs of your hands or the palms of your hands, wherever they happen to be resting, just soften. Thumbs switching off. First fingers switching off. Middle fingers, ring fingers, little fingers, all switching off. And feeling that sense of switching off move through your arms and all the way down through your back, through your upper back, your middle back, the small of your back, all the way down through your sacrum and your tailbone. Letting down through your buttocks and your thighs. Letting down through your knees, your shins, your calves. All the way down through your heels and your ankles. All the way down through your feet to the very tips of your toes, your big toes, your second toes, your third and fourth and little toes. Feeling this settling of the whole of your body. Perhaps it feels as if your body has nestled so deeply down, it's now a part of the earth herself. Taking deep rest in earth time, where there is nothing to do and nothing to think about, except perhaps noticing your breath. Feeling your breath so effortless, just arising and departing. Flowing in and flowing out. And feeling that breath so naturally flowing through your body, just as the sun arises each morning and sets every evening. And you might like to see your breath with the arrival of the inhalation, like the dawn, filling all the way up to the peak of the midday sun, and breathing out, down and out, through the afternoon and the evening, and all the way out into the darkness of the blackest midnight sky. Feeling the arrival of the inhalation like the dawn, filling up to the midday sun, breathing all the way down and out through the afternoon, the evening, all the way up to the inky blackness, the midnight sky. And perhaps seeing your breath as the turning of the seasons. Inhaling into spring, into the full bloom of summer, And letting go with autumn. And all the way out with a tiny pause to say the here where we are right now in the heart of winter. And perhaps feeling this little turning point as the inhalation turns into the exhale and the exhale to the inhale. And savoring these little pauses in the breath as we savor the peak of summer and the depth of winter. Each breath an opportunity to release and renew. Each breath arising, bringing fresh energy into your resting body. Each exhalation, allowing deep release and letting go. Letting go and letting down all the way down into the earth. Releasing each breath down into the earth. Letting go and giving over all that you are releasing to Papa Tuanuku. And this breathing is like a cycle of compost. What is no longer needed by you can be broken down and become new life for new projects. All your experiences, both good and bad, successes and failures, they're all food for the earth and food for the growth of your soul. So taking this time to sort and compost all your experiences of the year now passing, pausing in these little turning points, and releasing with each exhalation. And you may wish to just let your awareness stay here with your breath. Stay here with your breath and the turning points. Or you may like to let your attention come to Manawa, the space of your heart, nestled in behind your breastbone. And noticing all that arises here in this space. Are there any physical sensations here? Any thoughts, any feelings? Welcoming everything that arises here in this space. And you're welcome to stay here and dwell here if you like. Or you may wish to let your awareness come all the way up to the very crown of your head. And perhaps see the vastness of the night sky above. And perhaps you can see Marama, the moon, clusters and constellations of stars as you wait for Matariki to arise with the dawn. And as you wait, perhaps seeing shooting stars dropping from the velvet sky, gently descending all the way down to earth. And perhaps feeling these stars alighting ever so gently upon your body, awakening your conscious awareness while your body deeply rests. So seeing and feeling the first of these shooting stars alighting upon your third eye, Fatumanama. And seeing the next little shooting star descend from the velvety sky and slowly nestle down into the little dip in between your collarbones. A little cluster of shooting stars sparkling and twinkling, slowly descending upon your right shoulder, your elbow and your wrist. Five tiniest little stars for the very tips of your thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger and little finger. Your conscious awareness moving back through the stars at your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, and coming back to the little star gently nestled in between your collarbones. And as you look up to the night sky, you see another cluster of shooting stars, and this time they're raining down upon your left shoulder, your elbow, and your wrist. A little flurry of five tiny stars for your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Awareness flowing back through all the places where these stars have landed. Your wrist, your elbow, your shoulder, and coming back to that little dip in between your collarbones. And as you look up, seeing the biggest star of all, so bright, so sparkling, slowly descend down to a light upon your heart space, and illuminating all that surrounds your heart space, the right side of your chest, the left side of your chest. And feel the star sparkling, radiating light. Another star landing on your belly, and another star landing deep within your pelvis. And perhaps you can see another little flurry, a cluster of shooting stars descending now all the way down your right hip, your knee, your ankle. A little flurry of five tiny stars for the very tips of your toes, your big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Feeling your awareness in all the places where these stars have landed. In your ankle, your knee, and your hip, and coming back to the very crest of your pubic bone. Another cluster of shooting stars descending on your left hip, your knee, your ankle. Tiny little stars for the tips of your toes, your left big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe, all the toes sparkling, twinkling. And just feeling your awareness moving back through all the places along the landscape of your body where these stars have landed. Back through your ankle, your knee, your hip, your pubic bones, your belly, the star of your heart, the little star nestled in between your collarbones, and all the way back to the little star resting here in the space between your eyebrows. And feeling down, all the way down, into the earth that your bones rest upon. Feeling down into the embrace of Papa Tuanuku, holding you here ever so gently. A tiny, tiny human here at rest upon the earth. And above you is the vastness of the night sky. Your body here at rest, feeling the solidity of the earth beneath. And above you, the wonder and potential of all the stars shining so brightly. Feeling your connection here to Papa Tuanuku, and also feeling your connection to the stars above, to your ancestors in the form of stars. And perhaps if you look to the east, you can see Matariki rising, heralding the dawn of a new year. And what can you release from the old year deep down into the earth? And what perhaps is on your horizon for the year to come? And then letting that go. And inviting your awareness to travel down into the chamber of your heart. And welcoming all that's arising in this space now. all sensations, all thoughts, all feelings. And if you were to wish upon a falling star, what would that heartfelt desire be? And then letting that go and feeling into the back of your body so deeply here at rest. But perhaps noticing your breath getting a little stronger. Welcoming back all the sounds outside and the sounds closer by. Sounds within your home, sounds within this room. And maybe making a little humming sound to feel your heart space resonating. Breathing in and a little sigh out. And just wriggling your fingers and your toes and moving your tongue and your mouth to wake up your brain. And the choice is yours. You may wish to turn over and settle into deeper sleep. Or you might choose to wake up. And if that's the case, then rolling over onto one side and either settling into a slumber or gently coming up sitting so that you can get on with your day. And since this practice marks our 3 whole years of our rest revolution, then you have my full blessing to have a big slice of cake. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thanks for listening.